This week, Shrimpers return to the waters off Louisiana. It's their first season since the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf in April. Shrimpers are concerned about how many shrimp they'll catch and how good they'll be. But they have another and perhaps bigger worry about the Louisiana seafood brand. From Houma, Louisiana, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Restaurant patrons here at Big Al's in southeast Louisiana are chowing down fresh local seafood.
It's your fried shrimp dinner with a baked potato and your shrimp po' boy.
But in other parts of the country, Louisiana seafood isn't always so popular right now. Mike Voisin takes me inside his vast oyster processing facility, where a long line of women are shucking fresh oysters. He says too many people outside the Gulf fear that seafood like his isn't safe.
For over 100 days, they've thought seafood oil, that's what we produce in the Gulf. It's been emblazoned or branded into their mind.
Delinking those words, seafood and oil, is the challenge now facing Yule Smith, who heads the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board.
Right now, our biggest challenge as we look forward is the branding of Louisiana seafood. Our brand has taken a major hit.
The state is number one in domestic oyster, shrimp, blue crabs, and crawfish. Smith says he knows of suppliers who've been selling to restaurants for 20 years, but they're no longer buying. And some restaurants have even posted signs proclaiming, "We don't serve Louisiana seafood."
They're using an oil spill against us in our own, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow.
And not just tough, but unfair.
We're working with EPA, FDA, NOAA, Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fisheries, Department of Health and Hospitals. All those agencies right now are testing at unprecedented levels.
And so far, the seafood has gotten a clean bill of health. Indeed, Smith contends that right now, Louisiana seafood may be the safest in the world because of all the testing. But testing or not, marketing professor Jonah Berger of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania says the perception remains seafood and oil.
Psychologists call these things cognitive associations or semantic networks in people's heads. And the idea is when we think about certain concepts, certain ideas, certain products, other things come to mind.
He suggests that most people didn't have a mental image of themselves happily eating seafood from the Gulf.
And so right now the only association is a negative one, and so it's going to be much harder for that association to disappear.
Creating a new positive image, he says, will take a while. In the meantime, he suggests harnessing the sympathy people feel toward residents of the Gulf and encouraging them to buy Gulf products. If that and all other strategies fail, he says, marketers could abandon the Louisiana brand and sell their products generically. That idea makes locals bristle. New Orleans restaurateur Ralph Brennan says Louisiana seafood is simply the best.
The quality of the product, the freshness of the product, the taste of the product. You know, many of the products that come in from outside the United States have preservatives and other things, and I don't think you'll find that with Gulf seafood.
Price pressure from imports has been a factor for the domestic seafood industry, and the Gulf spill sent more restaurants and other buyers to imported products. Winning those customers back, says Mike Boisson of Motivated Seafood, will be tough.
What you normally have to do is discount. You have to go out there and say, okay, I'll give you this for a dollar before, I'll give it to you for 75 cents, and then maybe you'll buy it.
Danny Babin of Gulf Fish faces the same challenge.
We'll walk into the tuna processing facility.
As he shows off the 80-pound tunas lying on a slab, he talks about the hit the seafood industry has taken and what BP ought to do about it.
BP is doing an excellent job of promoting their company right now. Well, at the same time, they could be saying, we're eating seafood down here every day, and we know because we're on it every day that the seafood is safe. And I would like to see BP do more of that.
BP has ponied up some money to promote Louisiana seafood, but it will likely take more than cash to rebuild the brand. It took about 5 years after the Exxon Valdez spill before Alaskan seafood rebounded in the market. Louisiana residents can only hope it won't take that long this time. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.
You're listening to All Things Considered. From NPR News.